Chile's leftist president walks back insults against climate skeptics, "I didn't mean just Trump." By Christian K. Caruso on September 26, 2025. Far-left president of Chile Gabriel Boric on Thursday claimed to reporters that his recent speeches branding those who question climate change orthodoxy liars were not specifically targeting President Donald Trump. Boric, who is scheduled to leave office in March 2026, delivered his final speech at the UN General Assembly on Tuesday, mainly focusing on condemning Israel and demanding that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu face trial at international courts over his role in the genocide in Gaza. Halfway during his speech, Boric, without directly mentioning anyone, urged listeners to oppose those who claim that intelligence is unnecessary, when they want to show us, as some have done from this podium, that it is okay to lie to gain an advantage. Boric then said that, while he respects those who think and believe differently than him, he confronts the insolence of those who lie, and described those who question climate change alarmism as liars. "But while I respect the diversity of opinion of those who think differently, I confront the insolence of those who lie, even more so when that person is aware of it. For example, it has been stated, on this very podium today, that there is no such thing as global warming. That is not an opinion, it is a lie, and we must combat lies," Boric said. "We can certainly discuss the best ways to tackle global warming, or who is more responsible than others, but we cannot deny it. We can discuss how the Nazis came to rule over a significant part of Europe, but we cannot deny the Holocaust. We can study the side effects of a vaccine, but we cannot claim without evidence that vaccines cause autism," he continued. International mainstream media interpreted Boric's remarks as indirectly alluding to President Donald Trump, who during his speech at the UN, on the same day as Boric, criticized climate change alarmist policies as the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world, and urged other nations to steer away from the green energy scam. A day later, on Wednesday, Boric participated in the United Nations Climate Summit 2025 in New York. During his intervention at the event, Boric doubled down on his criticism of those who question climate change, and said that those questioning the existence of a climate crisis through lies must be confronted. "That's lying. Lying is not okay. We have to put it into perspective, it's not an opinion. Lies must be confronted," Boric said. "Those in power who claim there is no climate crisis are passing on the cost to the poorest countries. In the face of this, all members of the United Nations should rise up. We know that the transition we need cannot wait. It must be accelerated, but it must also be fair," he continued. "The richest countries must take the first step and assume their responsibility as the main emitters of carbon throughout history." Similarly to Boric's UN General Assembly speech, Chilean and international outlets reported his remarks at the UN Climate Summit as a further criticism of President Trump. On Thursday, during a press conference, Boric reportedly denied that any of his remarks were intended as a criticism of Trump after a reporter asked if he thought that his remarks could undermine Chile's efforts towards the candidacy of socialist former President Michelle Bachelet to be the next UN Secretary General. "I believe it is important in these matters to always be precise and consistent with what we believe. I said very clearly that there are certain things on which it is perfectly valid to have a diversity of opinions and that it is legitimate to discuss and see what the best alternatives are in global or local forums," Boric reportedly said, "but what you cannot do is say that the climate crisis does not exist, because that is lying. And this goes beyond any particular president. There are many voices in the world that deny the evidence. And I believe that in the face of those voices, we must maintain a firm stance. Because what is at stake is not my relationship or that of a particular country with another country. It is humanity itself, our ecosystem," he continued. "I have never personalized this issue. Here, I have defended ideas and principles. And I will continue to uphold them, as I believe that is my role as President of Chile." According to the Chilean newspaper La Tercera, Boric was then asked to clarify who he was referring to in his remarks if they were not directed at President Trump. "You want me to get into an argument with the president of a country? I reiterate what I said. It has been stated here, and there are those who have signed, not only on that podium, but in many places, that global warming does not exist, that it is a lie," Boric responded. "President Trump may have said it, but so has the president of Argentina, and various leaders in different parts of the world have said it as well. On Wednesday, Boric served as moderator for In Defense of Democracy, Combating Extremism, a gathering of leftist heads of state that he organized alongside Brazil's Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, Colombia's Gustavo Petro, Uruguay's Yamandu Orsi, and Spain's Pedro Sánchez. The group chose not to invite President Trump to the pro-democracy event, in which the leftist heads of state and other invited representatives addressed the risks of growing conservative movements in the world. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.